when Great Britain owns the largest proportion of any foreign nation in the United States of America, and the Queen is the richest woman, and I'm talking about businesses, that type of property, and then Canada, and then Australia, in that order, as far as investment and ownership of property, business, manufacturing, buildings, they are major players in the central bank. And she is a major player. How much power as a monarch she has is immaterial, because she has the power with the West. This was why the need to pull Thatcher out, so that Thatcher could become more powerful through the banking system without any more quibbling about it. They could set up the puppet in majors, and Thatcher is the strength. It doesn't have anything to do with dear little Maggie. She is a puppet player.
Is she a robotoid or anything like that?
Well, I wouldn't answer that, but so many of the major players, puppets are. And if you have observed her appearance over the years, I think you can answer your own question.
She gets pretty well.
She gets a lot better, doesn't she?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, she has a good job.
Yeah, her hair stylist is. That's all it requires, is just observance. And you see, in most instances, it doesn't matter. You're better off to assume everybody is, and then begin to weed out. Oh, I wonder if they could possibly be an original. Either way, they slip. But you see, you've got a situation here where you have created errors into the genetics reproduction system. Now, I got a real little notice that says from several people, well, Bush was taken out. That was his time. That was their time to take Bush out. I'm not going to tell you what they did with Bush. But I'm telling you, Bush, the original, is very important. Don't underestimate that man. He was a part of the original plan for his own reproduction. And he doesn't suffer, let me tell you. But you see, what's happening now becomes dangerous to the entire network. And yet, they allowed that person, that being, to come back onto television and be just as adamant. Don't miss the next few episodes of that either. Have a little fun as this game goes along. Doesn't mean that these are not almost computerized thinking machines. But there's always the slip up that somebody didn't calculate on. Somebody asked me something else and I've missed it. Who have I not answered? There was a third question and we didn't get it covered. Well, let's try that one.
I understand they're giving infants the HIV vaccination now. Do you know what that is?
I sure do. And if they offer it, you run. How else can you spread it faster? And oops, that didn't work.
I don't know what they call it that, though. It's so close to HIV,
and
I don't, it seems like they would cover it up a little better.
Well, there's such a misunderstanding about HIV. HIV is nothing. I hate to spoil it, but it's fun. invades the T cell and it sits there. It is the latest virus that ever was. You had to prod it and prod it and prod it. It even made it reproduce itself. It doesn't go attack anything. It just goes, works its way into the T cell and sits there. Like a welfare cake. Won't even wake up. So it mutates. You can't get at it to kill it. It just invades the system. But by its presence, causes the immune system to respond. But it responds incorrectly. It becomes quite tolerant of every other invasion. Hence the coccosis, other viruses, pneumonia, bacteremia. You have no immune system. It's dead. And this actually is only what they manipulate in the system, let us say, of a transplant patient where you do not have a really perfect match. To keep it from rejecting, you fill it full of that which will allow the foreign element to survive. Now, it gets harder to treat this because every time, it mutates. You won't reproduce the second time, like to the 800th power or something like that. So you can have a zillion types of HIV virus requiring a specific frequency. This is what makes it so hard to treat. It is why it is impossible to believe there is a vaccine. They may give something that may vaccinate against a one strain, an HIV 4 or 6 or AP. Or 3, but it will simply mutate. So the problem of the death and the spread of this thing is the inability to build the immune system so that it can handle these other diseases. It is a deliberate breaking down of immune systems so they can't. Building a tolerance. Sometimes you can create a worse scenario. Let us take smallpox. The smallpox vaccination will handle that strain of smallpox. But it builds a resistance in the body, and when you hit it with a different strain, it totally will wipe out the system. Overwhelming. And that's the one they have running around the hook. So each time you think you have a cure for something, what you are really doing is building up a resistance for treatment for that particular thing. It is like a roaches. They will soon learn to eat selectively whatever you try to kill them with. Like the Japanese roaches that I spoke of. These roaches are now to the point where they live on the insulation around wires in the computer. And you cannot kill them. Electricity won't kill them because they are shorting out those wires all the time. I just beware. And it might very well be that it can be effective against some things. I'm going to repeat. Syphilis is a spirochetal type virus. That's really a contradiction in statements, but I know no other way to make you understand. A spirochete is a wiggly little rickettsia. A virus is a string of crystalline like rickettsia. So you have a situation where you basically end up with tertiary syphilis, Now look what they've done. What do they do to treat syphilis? Anybody? Penicillin. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, penicillin.
Oh, sorry. But guess what? They use.
What?
She's not getting it. No, no. They do not use water.
No,
they use the emulsified. It has a. She's not getting it for me, and she's not going to let me have it anyway.
Another form of penicillin?
Yes.
Is it ampicillin?
No. It's not that. There are two types of injectable penicillin. One is a long-lasting oil-based, emulsion-based. The other is an aqueous penicillin. But you see, massive dosages of aqueous penicillin penetrate those cells. The emulsified penicillin will not. It comes right up to the T cell, and it's protected as if a motorcycle helmet.
Aqueous penicillin
in massive dose, right off the bat, and a full treatment will cure it. Kaposi's, sarcoma, every lesion will always, once you have lesions in Kaposi's syndrome, they will house spiral keeps, which is tertiary syphilis, and it will finally infect the brain. Get into the meninges, and if it is not treated properly, it just won't do any good. Once syphilis spirochetes have gotten into the meninges of the brain, emulsified penicillin will not touch it. Massive dosages of aqueous penicillin could. That's why they don't use it. There is no intention of bringing it under control. None. You have the same situation with overwhelming pneumonia, which will usually be that which will kill the AIDS patient. It is being improperly treated deliberately. They properly treated in France for quite a while, and that's why you had one going to France for treatment, and they stopped it there too. Stopped allowing it. They do not wish to bring it under control, and therefore you will have something every week come out. New possibility with AIDS. I'll tell you, you never hear Mr. Bush talking about curing AIDS. Everything else, but very little about these poor little AIDS patients. He has no intention, nor does he have any worry about having it. Little thyroid upheaval, yes. No AIDS. I would have a fit.
Mm-hmm. When you say repudiate the debt, I take that to mean the federal government just say, well, there's way too many zeros on this big figure at the bottom of the liabilities. Let's just scratch that off.
Right.
Well, then what would happen?
Everything falls apart.
Everything comes down.
That's it.
All government bonds are kaput.
Everything is just shot.
Social Security, everything they owe, they just say,
wah. Well, they start with the national debt. And it will work from there, but it'll go fast. It'll be tremendous. What's something else? How many of you have picked up that Mr. Gorbachev today has requested another $1.5 billion in wheat credit, grain credit?
Do we still have grain?
Well, you have a new crop coming. You won't have it very long, I can guarantee you, because you'll get it. They have to keep paying off Russia. Now, you.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to let everyone know that we, that because of Sandy, we've been invited back on Joe Clemens' show tomorrow. I mean, Friday night. Remember Joe Clemens?
I wish. Let us change his name.
So, before the night before the conference, you know, I think. Are we supposed to be all on some of them? No, we wouldn't. It's the two of us and Joe Clemens.
You'll be ready.
You're ready.
Oh, no, you're ready this time. Praise God.
Any suggestions of how we could, or I in particular, could improve my presentation?
You'll be fine. Don't you sweat it. Well, you won't get harder and harder to discount.
Yes.
Everybody has to stumble through those first few.
Isn't it 8 to 10?
We don't get very far away.
Good news.
What's her name?
You can even,
poor dear,
ask a question on the air if I can, huh?
That's what I should do. We could line up our whole bunch.
Yeah.
We could ask Mr. Cooper how he did that.
I'm waiting for Fritz.
Oh, yes, Fritz. God love Fritz. Poor dear. This is the way gossip gets started, you know. And marriages get broken. Dorma is that one, you know, married to George Green. Regardless of what poor Desiree thinks. Poor Fritz.
It's a marriage made in heaven.
You can tell they're all liars. Because he is married to that Dorma, you know. For all the world to hear. It's wonderful. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy yourselves, because they take themselves so seriously. And just pay attention. Just listen to them. Like I say, as you begin to get more and more informed, it's harder and harder to fool you. Will you be fooled from time to time? Yes, you will, because you are human. Can you grow above it? Look at it, analyze it, and use responsible restraint. Of course you can. And now I'm going to go. I thank you for putting up with me.
Thank you for putting up with us.
We come back into balance, you see.
It's been an honor.
And let there be no animosity amongst us, please. None. We're all growing. We're all growing with each other. And don't ever underestimate the power behind the hand that causes you to write something that we might bring forth to discuss. But I'm going to continue to get angry at you once to allow abuse to yourself from other ones running around in this world who would pull you down because of what you consider your service. Because these ones are relentless. They don't just go away. They keep hitting you and hitting you. And they always find the weak places. Always. And I'm honored to have you here, Barry, too. I thank you for receiving me well.
Thank you.
I love all of you dearly. You're my very breath in my hands.
And you volunteered for this too.
I have to not lie. But you're the only ones that made it worth my journey. You and the Brotherhood and my own crew have been out a long, long time. And they care greatly. And we all want to go home. But we don't want to go without you.
We appreciate the crew, too. We don't mention that enough.
Yes, I will. I have one or two very pretty ones up here. I take diligent care to that. Sorry.
Commander.
God goes with you. Let
Let me see it a minute. It's been another long one, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Bryce would be proud of me. Must be 11:30. Talk, people. I'm trying to get her back in the room.